The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 4th of October, 2017. I earlier today watched a video of some supposed intelligence guy that's not in intelligence anymore. And to me, that was always an oxymoron. It's like screen door in a submarine, you know, kind of deal. And I always suspect that a lot of these guys are there to lead the opposition or take you off in different paths. If I can run across who was on YouTube saying this, I will certainly divulge. But his complaint was, I didn't see any bodies. I didn't see any blood pools, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, this was a false flag involving 22,000 people plus. And it was just, didn't really happen. Well, I'm happy to report and very sad to report that we have the video of just a regular guy. Closest he was in the medical field was, I think his mother was a nurse. But here was a guy, there's nobody else, apparently, within eyeshot of this video, other than people that were at that concert aiding each other. And that video is posted on republicbroadcasting.org. I will caution you, there are a few bodies. This guy's checking pulse in the neck, talking to him, and you could just see they're staring out to space. They're gone. Did this thing happen the way they said that it did? The more that I see, the more that I doubt. Was there more than one shooter? Quite possibly. Taking almost 90 minutes to get into this guy's room to go get the perpetrator. By the way, there's also a picture of this man in his hotel room with a bullet through his brain. How that bullet got there? It was reported, he used an M16 on himself. Really? You ever try to shoot yourself with a long rifle? In the picture, there's a handgun 2 feet above the guy's head laying on the floor. And there might even have been a suicide note. We don't know. There was video that the guy was taking on a cart. He had a video camera, supposedly in the hallway. But he was also taking video and filming himself on the inside. Of course, the FBI has that film, and I can guarantee you, you'll never see it. There's something rotten in Denmark, folks, as there always is. But this time around, it's real dead people. Real dead people. And if I'm not mistaken, if memory serves, this guy that gave this concert, he was also, I think, over in England. And there was a little terrorist event that happened at one of his concerts. So if this is a new way to do what? I don't know. Enrage the Trump supporters or people who listen to country music or gun owners or whatever the case may be. I don't know. But I do know this. Every damn time something like this happens, intuitively, the American people do one thing. And they have been consistent in this going back to the Billy Clinton days. Start making noise about guns. All they do is go out and buy more ammo. Get into a little bit more of this. I wanted to bring Jeff Bennett up here for just a few minutes because we got something here that, according to this message, when it's gone, it is gone. What's here and when's it going to be leaving? Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, right. The midnight train to Georgia, that's when it'll be leaving. My goodness. Yeah, this last 24, 48 hours has been amazing, not just in this world of what you were talking about, but headlines that I continue to see around the world on an economic basis that scared a living daylights out of me, more so than the 20-some-odd years I've been doing this. And all the signs are showing repetitiveness of what we saw in 2008. And we had, the bailouts or bail-ins. I think we're going to have something. I think the banks are going to be too big to bail this time. And I'm getting more and more concerned. I actually went out and with what little funds I have right now, picked up some more goods today. But I got a notification from one of our suppliers. And these don't come along very often. I happen to like old silver dollars. They're big, they're bold, they're heavy, they are recognizable all over this country. And although most people prefer Morgan dollars, Morgans come at such a god-awful premium that for the same weight as a peace dollar, they're not worth it to me.
Right.
And when this offer came along this afternoon, of course I'm going to be on tomorrow, but I don't think these will be available tomorrow, and I want to take advantage of making this available. I'll make this as quickly as I can because, frankly, I'm quite fascinated with the direction you're taking the program tonight. Understand some things about old silver dollars. We ceased minting them with 90% silver content in like 1935, and yet there was one year they brought the peace dollar back, and that was in 1964, which, as you know, was the last year we issued any spendable money in a 90% silver content other than so-called collectible pieces, the funky state quarters and stuff like that. Those have little meaning to me. The offer that came across is really exceedingly limited. And my twisted sense of humor, I put it under the heading of get a bit of silver, me hearties. It's kind of a pirate situation directly out of our treasure chest. And our listeners can view this over at KettleMorainePreciousMetals.com. And excuse my speech impediment. I'm still going through this recovery from the dental work of a few weeks ago. For those of you who can't figure it out, I know that we've got a link up at Republic Broadcasting, I believe in the upper right or somewhere in that area. And people can go hit that link off the RBN site, and it'll take you directly to Kettle Moraine Precious Metals. At the top of the page right now, and I never do this, these are literally brilliant uncirculated peace dollars. These coins were never put in circulation, and they are dated either 1922 or 1923. These are the only dates that are available in this particular offer. They come in rolls of 20. They're $490 per roll. I will not put a minimum or a maximum. When they're gone, they're gone. But there's only 60 rolls available. There is a flat shipping fee of $20, whether you buy one roll or buy 20 rolls. It doesn't make any difference. There are also some very limited quantities of some better date piece dollars for those who might want to lean a little bit more toward the collectible side, but most of our listeners don't do that. They're looking for the protection mechanism, etc. But there are some 1924 and 25 rolls available for some additional funds, and all of that is spelled out. People can call me tonight. They can shoot me an email. Let me know what it is they're looking for. I'll call them back, let them know what the availability is. But with only 60 rolls available, I don't expect to see these last too long. I love old peace dollars. It's as you've heard me tell many, many times on the air, John, that is what I started with at the age of 10, mm-hmm. sitting in a bank in Wisconsin with my grandfather, picking silver dollars out of a bag and putting together dated rolls. And at that time, I paid a dollar and I got a dollar. What's the paper dollar buying today? What is the value of this piece dollar that originally cost somebody a buck? It's $24.50. So, you know, use your brain, see which one is held up better. Oh. That's the reason we buy this stuff. But it's not to make money. It's so it'll keep up with inflation and all the nonsense. You know, you've obviously got the ability to buy 10, 11 bucks worth of gas with this thing. How much gasoline can you buy with a $1 bill? End of story.
The phone
number's on the website. I'm not going to stay on and tie up your program here. Anybody who's interested in this, pick up the phone, call tonight. I can't guarantee availability by noon tomorrow, maybe not even after tonight. Phone number 623-327-1778. Also, you can go to the website and shoot me out a quick email if you happen to be in a position that's faster for you. Take advantage of this, folks. This is a really, really sweet offering. I had a gentleman called last week, and all he wanted to buy was some junk silver. Well, peace dollars are a little bit above the junk silver mentality, but the weight factor is there, and that's what's important.
Well, and a lot of people, I've had people call me in the past, and that's what they wanted. They wanted these peace dollars. And it's probably one of the best-looking coins that have ever been stamped into silver. I mean, this is government issue. This is numismatic. A lot of people prefer bullion, even though it might be recognizable mint that makes it. There's still some question. These things can be faked, and these things are not. When you see a Liberty with the eagle on the back, you just know that that's a real silver dollar. I'd gone through this before that, you know. Everybody in there, every mother and her uncle was stamping out 1 ounce silver. And some of it was kind of cute. It was used for political reasons or, you know, nifty, you know, whatever, little catchphrases. Mm-hmm. I even designed my own silver dollar. I don't know if you remember that. I had Andy Jackson stole the portrait off of the $20 bill, had that on the front of the coin. And on the back, him seated famously on his horse with his hat in the air. And we put on it, "We will rout you out." And he was talking about the banks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, this is, you know, the peace dollar is interesting. I've never been a huge lover of the obverse, the front of the coin. It was the back that always intrigued me with this majestic eagle literally perched on a rock, a very Art Deco-ish, in a period before Art Deco was even known to
exist. That's true.
But it is an exquisite piece. They don't mint coins like this anymore. They're all just garbage. And you know, you're dealing with a piece that's got in excess of 3/4 of an ounce of silver in it. No, it's not a bullion coin. It is a pure 1 ounce silver piece.
Yep.
But this is real money. And this is what, you know, guys our age and our fathers and our grandfathers spent and circulated. And this is great stuff to get. But now I will say this. When I talk about brilliant uncirculated, that's exactly what I meant. I'm getting a call now, and I'll probably have to call them back. But
we need the money. Take the call.
Okay. We need the money, Bubba. You take care of yourself, John. Okay. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And the secretary's in the front room laughing. folks, we have a deal with Jeff Bennett and Kettle Moraine. You might have noticed that Republic Mint or Republic Metals is no longer around. We dropped that about 4 or 5 years ago. But Jeff and I got back together, struck a deal here. And every time that you buy silver or gold, and you collectors out there, Jeff is very good at this. He knows the stuff in his sleep. If you're looking for collectibles, and some of you people out there have enough money, you've continued with your hobby, expensive as it is, you've had to wherewithal to do it. Well, he's an expert on it, on numismatics, collectibles. Give the guy a call. And that would be 623-327-1778. I wouldn't pass up the brilliant uncirculated peace dollars. Beautiful coin, and it means brilliant. Not one nick or scratch on these damn things from 1921 and 1923. Appreciate Jeff coming up and telling us about that. Back to our little, you know, almost, it, I don't know about you folks, but it almost seems like a bad dream what happened Sunday night. It just doesn't seem real. And I'm watching the medias very closely. Now we're back to grinding on Trump. Well, at least the flat-out MSLSD, as I've heard it called, or other channels, the Communist News Network. That was always my favorite for CNN. We always knew they were kind of a liberal bent, but Communist News Network fits in just nicely. So here we go with a news cycle, 59 people dead, 500 injured. Hey, we're back to scaring the hell out of you, back to talking about North Korea, more fear porn, and we're going to keep playing that. And it's almost, I was watching the news this morning, and I was watching one channel, they went a whole half hour without mentioning anything about it, and then it was just a short blip and they moved on. Bizarre is what it is, almost as if it didn't happen. Well, it did. Was there more than one shooter? It's looking like, yeah. Was this character that has been, he's Lee Harvey Oswald, could he have been a cutout? Could this have been a setup? It is very possible. But you see, folks, when we aren't on the ground collecting the evidence and doing the interviews and talking to victims, not the, obviously not the ones that were killed, or the ones that are wounded, or talking to the officialdom, we're left twisting in the wind. And where we get our information from on issues such as this is foreign newspapers. The Daily Mail. Mike, did you post up that story with all the photos that the Daily Mail had in that story, including the one of the shooter in the hotel room laying there in his forever dead repose? You don't see this inside this country. You know, you don't see the flag-draped coffins coming back from the Middle East. You don't see anything. And I'll tell you what, this burns in your memory. If you've never witnessed anybody being killed, if you've never witnessed a death, this is something that forever will stick in your mind. So I guess we're viewed as we're just snowflakes, we're children, we're not adults, we can't handle it. Well, the Daily Mail said that we could. And go to republicbroadcasting.org and take a look at some of these damn photos. By the way, at the hotel, there seems to be some indication that somebody screwed up during this operation. Because on the opposite side of the hotel, guess what? There were two windows missing. And it wasn't anywhere line of sight to the concert area. So it could have been somebody got their wires crossed and removed a couple windows where they shouldn't have. A lot of people are pouring over this, trying with the information available. They're crawling through it with a fine-tooth comb, trying to eke out anything that they can. I talked to Gordon Martinez yesterday. He called me last night at my house, and we talked about it. There's very little that he's able to get out of everybody with a badge in Vegas. I don't know that they've been told to shut the hell up, but him being an ex-cop, there's very little information that's even available to him. And he was a gold shield, a detective on the Las Vegas Police Department. So the information has been gathered up. Where have we heard this before? And they're doing the investigation, and nothing is being released to the public. You know, and here again, if you think about what the FBI did with Lavoie Finicum, what was it, less than 2 weeks after Lavoie Finicum was killed? I think it was... Mike, wasn't it less than 10 days they released that video? Yeah, they did it. They did it pretty quickly, and people were amazed that the FBI would do this. Well, they wanted to get ahead of it. They wanted to get it out ahead of the curve. Well, they certainly did, and they revealed more than they wanted to. This time around, everything is locked up. Oh, we're reviewing and investigating. Yeah, the FBI. Federal Bureau of Investigation. Yeah. We're so proud of you fellas.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
In your eyes, the light, the heat,
your eyes,
I am complete,
your eyes,
see the doorway,
your eyes,
a thousand churches,
your eyes,
resolution.
When pertinent information comes forth on the happenings in, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, wow. And I'm sure it's, this was not missed by a whole lot of people. The Illuminous Central out there, my God. Back that picture up, Mike. Look, you've got the obelisk there. Yeah, you've got that. I forget the name of the hotel, but it's the Black Pyramid. The what? The Luxor Hotel. Yeah, it's just, It's symbolizing everything that America can be proud of, man. But when some information comes through that we can put on the air with confidence rather than just spitting out repeated theory, we will bring it to you. There's something else that's been going on, and it's obviously starting to gain steam. We're not hearing a lot out of Black Lives Matter. And thank God for winters, because people don't like to protest in the wintertime. Gets real hard, and unless, of course, you set a car or two on fire to keep yourself warm. Thank God for winter. But this has morphed into something else. Obviously, if you've been paying attention, if you've been on this planet for the last couple of weeks, you're fully aware of what's going on with the NFL. And the NFL, this is hurting them badly. if this really is. And these players, these multi-million dollar guys, that they couldn't get this kind of money anyplace else. Because we all know the drill, folks. You know, they get their college tuition, they get because they can play a sport, usually football. Sometimes baseball, but usually football. And they get scholarships. Their grades? barely enough to keep them in the program, supposedly the educational program at the university. But the main focus here is they're athletes, and they get their scholarships, and then they get a shot at the NFL. What would these people be doing with C averages? What would they be doing if they didn't get a shot at the NFL and get drafted? A lot of these guys go undrafted. But depending, I mean, some of these guys sign up minimal, you know, $500,000 plus bonuses. That's another way that a club, you know, they'll hire you on and going, okay, kid, you're telling me you got talent. Okay, we're going to give you a base salary of $500,000 and then they'll load it up with all kinds of incentives. Well, you do some good for this team and we'll talk about more money. And then there's other spots on the team that automatically carry high dollar. Quarterbacks are one. The Detroit Lions have the highest paid guy in all of football now by the name of Matthew Stafford. Good quarterback. This guy's making $27 million plus a year. And guys, this is a kid's game. I mean, let's understand. Baseball, football, these are all games we played when we were children. But they're getting high bucks. And it's going to, I hope that it starts to occur to even the dim-witted, the most dim-witted players on these teams, that there's no place else they can go to make this kind of money. Now, the NFL itself and team owners are starting to feel the sting. I guess they figured in one respect, if we get with our guys and we do the kneeling on the sidelines when the national anthem's playing, you know, that'll show solidarity and the ownership of the club is with you. Well, it's having an effect, all right, one that's hurting the teams financially, the NFL in general. You know, a lot of hysteria, folks, billions of dollars. Jerry Jones, thank you. There was another guy with a sports ego as big as his, and that was George Steinbrenner that owned the Yankees. You know, different sport, but man, the ego. So there's old Jerry Jones getting older by the day, spent $1.5 billion, $1.5 billion building a stadium, folks. You know, it's got this real interesting retractable roof and all that. Isn't that great technological stuff? But it's $1.5 billion. So men can play on an artificial surface and play a children's game. Wow. And the thought is going around people's minds, do we need the NFL anymore? What was all this hysteria about in the first place? Starting to backfire on them.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You know, there have been times, and I'm sure you folks have done this as well, you look at a video on YouTube, and then on the right-hand side of the page, there's all the other videos that you can view. And you watch something, and then there's something related, and you watch that one, and then you watch the next one, and then you watch the next one. One night, I'd spent about 3.5-4 hours watching videos on YouTube about corrupt cops. Cops that are just absolute, I mean, really, just absolute animals. And, you know, you watch this stuff, and it's almost addicting. It really is. And the feeling that you have after you view this, I mean, there was one video where a dash cam in this cop's car, middle of the night, there is a rollover accident reported. Guy rolls up on scene. Gets his fat little butt, and he was fat. gets out of the car, goes waddling up to this car that had rolled over and it's laying on its side. And a guy is crawling out of the driver's side. Now remember, it's laying over on the passenger side, so the driver's side door is up. Here's this guy. He's crawling out, and you can clearly see both of his hands. And this cop walks up and shoots him right in the damn head. I was just flabbergasted. I had to watch it again to make sure my eyes weren't lying to me. Now, are all cops like this? No, of course they're not. But many of them are. And the problem has been that this thin blue line and this brotherhood to protect each other, what we're finding now is the very groups that have been set up to be the overwatchers, you know, who watches the watchers, you know, kind of deal, internal affairs and the likes, just absolutely so corrupt. And, you know, this is part and parcel of the argument of Black Lives Matter. Well, disproportionately, blacks are being killed. Well, I hate to say this. I really do. Because per population, there are more crimes committed by blacks than there are whites. I'm sorry to say that. And a lot of the rat's nest are going on in the inner cities that have a culture that, folks, just imagine if somebody dropped you into the future, say from 30 years ago to today, and you're walking around South Chicago or Philadelphia or L.A., you'd think you landed on a different planet. But these guys are being protected. They're lousy human beings. They make poor judgments. Innocent people die. And they're put on paid leave, or administrative leave, as they call it, so they do their investigation. And even if the cop gets fired, he goes to another police department and they hire him. And a lot of these guys, as we all know, are military. The guys that are honed to kill in the first place. That seems to be their one claim to fame in their life, is they're proficient killers. So what do? We put them in uniforms. When I was a kid, yeah, there were old veterans on the force, but most of the cops came up through the academy. They weren't prior military. They were going to train them and train them the way they wanted them to conduct themselves when they put on a uniform and was out on the street. Well, the state of Minnesota has allowed hundreds of police officers to keep their law enforcement licenses. Yes, this agency is licensed, ladies and gentlemen. Big clue there. Even after being convicted of a crime, according to a Sunday report from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. The Tribune investigated criminal convictions against Minnesota police officers since 1995 and found that of the 534 convicted officers, three-quarters were never disciplined by the state, four-fifths kept their licenses, and more than 140 of those guys are still cops. The Minnesota Board of Peace Officer Standards and Training, they call it POST, which handles law enforcement license removal, blames the inaction on disciplinary boards lacking jurisdiction over certain criminal convictions. Huh? Virtually all the officers that kept their jobs were convicted of crimes that fall outside the POST board's jurisdiction, according to board director Nathan Gove. As a result, discipline falls to local sheriffs and police departments, which have proven overwhelmingly sympathetic toward their officers. Bad PR. You hang one of your officers out there on the old shed and tan his hide? Well, that's bad PR for the department. We don't want the citizens of our community to get the idea we got criminals in uniform. No, we can't do that. That would be a bad image. Well, this is a 1970s model. Tim Bledsoe, the Post Board civilian chairman, told the Tribune, "We need to find ways to capture more individuals that are falling through. Now is the time for the legislature to take this up." Wait a minute. We got to pass a law for law enforcement to be what? Non-criminal? or to set up something that if they step outside over that thin blue line, that swift disciplinary action and or firing and or jailing will actually take place? Where the hell are the police departments? Where are they culpable in this? In this command, and then if you haven't noticed, ladies and gentlemen, we got corporals and we got sergeants and we got lieutenants and captains and these guys that run around with 4 stars on their epaulettes. Geez, think that's kind of a militarized operation? You bet your sweet bottom dollar it is. Roughly half of the 534 convictions were alcohol-related, which aren't handled by the post board. In many cases, departments fire these officers only to have police unions force chiefs to rehire them. Deputy Richard O'Ren was convicted of gross misdemeanor in 1998, had his law enforcement license suspended for 3 years. Following the reinstatement, he had another DWI in 2015 after refusing to take a breathalyzer test. You, as a private individual, try that with a cop. If this guy thinks you've been drinking, they'll have their rubber-stamped warrant all ready to go. And they will physically hold you down if necessary and draw blood for a conviction. So much for defense. You've actually got to hand them evidence to convict you of something. And you just can't say no. No doesn't mean anything anymore. They used to suspend the licenses for 6 months or a year if you refused a breathalyzer test or a blood test. Not anymore. We'll just slam you down on the ground, pull out a needle, and we'll take the damn blood. Fifth-degree assault and on-duty offenses like excessive use of force are also outside the post board's jurisdiction. And even if the departments are successful in firing the offending cops, retaining these licenses mean those same officers can work for other police departments. That's right. Revolving door. A guy that you'd never want to have. Powers of force continuum. And I've said this before. That's having a little conversation with you up into them, including pulling out their service weapon and turning your head into human confetti. Yeah. Up to that point. These are the guys you just absolutely want to have guns in their hands. The Post Board did not respond in time for publication of the request for comment from the Daily Caller News Foundation. Well, and this, and let's hearken back to Black Lives Matter, where actual criminals are being shot, but it was because we had white racist cops. Do we all remember Ferguson? Do we remember the real story there that they didn't want to put out? How about Trayvon Martin? How did the media handle that one? Oh, he was just an angel. No, he was not. It was so bad they had to go back 10 years and grab photos when the guy was really a kid. And they sweetened this thing up like, oh, God, this poor black kid got killed for no reason at all. Or the guy in Ferguson, a real thug, just had robbed a store, walking down the street, arrogant enough, not even had the good sense when a cop is telling him and his buddy, please don't walk down the middle of the street, you could get hurt, please go on the sidewalk. And that, after reviewing all the evidence and hearing the testimony, I've read everything about that case. As I said, the only thing I would have done differently if I was good enough shot, I would have taken his kneecaps out. Any man has a hard time charging or walking towards you and refusing a quote-unquote lawful order if he doesn't have any legs to stand on. Okay? That's what I would have done differently. And it's horrifying. So you can see how things like that can be trumped up. I gotta be careful using that word. But we have a problem in this country. We have a serious problem. And I've asked the question many, many times. Where is the policies coming from? You know, I literally watch cops torturing, handcuffed people that were offering no resistance, tasing people repeatedly and they're just getting their jollies. Why? Because they could. One of these instances, the video was leaked back to the police department through sources unknown, but it actually had come from another cop in the same department's camera that he had on his own person. And that got that cop convicted and thrown off. But see, we can't do that. Because that thin blue line has got to be united. You know, we got to cover for each other. Really? Well, I think it's the time now that cops that are not psychopaths, that are not the six-gun Johnny type, you know, the ones just aching for their first shootout, the guys that joined the police to actually help their community out, and these guys stick out like sore thumbs. And anybody that tells you that you got to have this militaristic, dominating attitude to be in law enforcement today rather than being peace officers are full of crap. Situational awareness, folks, it is in the training. You don't have to act like a thug to do your job. As a matter of fact, it's the best PR in the world when people run across cops that are polite and respectful of the citizenry. Holy mackerel, remember those days? That's the environment I grew up in. And I've told the story years later, running into cops that were arresting me when I was a kid. And the first thing out of their mouths is, hey, how are you doing? I remember you. What are you doing nowadays? Well, certainly not what I was doing when I was a young snot kid that just wanted to rebel against power. Many of these very same cops, the same attitude and demeanor in their old retirement age as they had when they were on the force out on the street. And you know what? I had respect for those guys because they had respect for me, even though I was doing something I shouldn't be doing. And they never took advantage, never just beat me stupid because they were pissed off or I'm going to teach you a lesson. Never, ever did that happen. And that was the old Sandusky Police Department. I don't know how this is going to play out. What's today, Wednesday? I'm going to have Steve Elkins in town tomorrow, and he's going to be in studio here. This is the guy I keep ribbing him about, that he's on his way from California to God's waiting room, and he's going to stop by Texas, and I'm going to show him a few things. He's going to regret moving to Florida. He says, but I got family down there. I said, what? Are they like trees? Are they rooted? You can't pull them up? Move them up here to Texas. We have fewer hurricanes here. How far are we from the Gulf, Julie? About how many miles? 200, 250 miles? 200 miles? Well, okay. Enough of the geography lesson. I'm moving on now. Okay. here in Central Texas, Julie, since you've been here, how many hurricanes have you seen hit the Gulf and move into Texas? Three? Okay. Some of these hurricanes, we never get any rain. Did we sustain any damage whatsoever with the last one that came through the Gulf? Not one. And it's less than 200 miles from us. So, Steve Elkins, if you're listening to the program today... Hell, why don't you just move to Puerto Rico when they don't have anything left standing? Holy crap. You know, everybody forgets about Puerto Rico. Well, and here's another report, since we're on this meme here today. And folks, all you know, I am not anti-cop, nor am I anti-military. You know, I'm some kind of radical right-wing nut here that do believe the police do have a job out there to do. And this has got to be modified because they're just the Keystone corporate coffer cops. And they're out there revenueing for the state. Has nothing, next to nothing to do with keeping peace, okay? Well, And also, it's not only attitude. It's anybody that wears a badge. I don't give a damn if they're security at Walmart or they're a campus cop or they're Joe Blow from Kokomo on whatever police department. They all seem to be having this attitude that, well, we're police and you're going to listen to me and I've got the power of arrest and I've got my taser and I got my nightstick. You don't want to listen to me? I'll just shock the hell out of you or beat the snot out of you. You know, you will comply one way or the other. One way or the other. Well, a crazed cop follows an elderly couple home, beats them, and then arrests them. And what was their crime? They honked their horn. That's right. Horn honking. Tell you what, I'll cover that story. How long to break here? 10 seconds? Okay, I'll not start that. I got a call. Dennis in New York, I'll get to your call as well. I'll take you right after the break before I get into this story. 800. Real smooth there. 800-313-9443. I'll forgive you today, Mike, because you've been busy every second since you hit the door here today. But watch out for that second hour. All right. We'll be back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Dennis in New York. Go ahead, sir.
Hiya, John.
Hi.
When we talk about Vegas and the cops and what I've seen here, that long delay in getting to the all clear for everybody,
mm-hmm.
I mean, everything, there's some mismanagement. But when I think of Vegas, I think that, yeah, it's a big desert out there, John. It's a real big desert out there, and there's a lot of bodies buried. That young lady from the Philippines better be real careful, because I tell you, if I was her, I would not be coming back. That could have been me out in the desert.
Yeah.
I had an in-law who's now an outlaw that was very high up in the law enforcement out there in Vegas. And, well, the threat has been nullified, you know?
Yeah.
But I had some undue influence exerted on me back in New York. That
now you're the ex-firefighter, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I wound up speaking to a supervisor of mine that at one time was a trooper, and I said, "Yeah, can you give me some advice? I have to go down there and talk to them and get some reports and stuff." And he told me what to look out for: the mannerisms, the eye contact, whether this happened or that happened, and everything he described was to a T what happened. But he also told me one other thing. He told me, be careful. These people are dangerous. They have guns. And, man, he hit the nail right on the head.
Yep.
I think I got arrested 5 times in 1 month every time I took my daughter out for dinner. We got to the point that a 10-year-old would go into a panic mode if we were in a diner and a police car pulled up. These guys are not like they used to be.
No, they are not. And you
the
know,
outlaw wound up had a meteoric rise through different departments, both state, and then he climbed federally, okay? And one of the posts was with the Department of Agriculture, which we know, and many times, that's a cover funding for CIA. And he wound up, he was one of Harry Reid's boys back there.
Gee, Dennis, why do I get the distinct impression of why you get some heat up there with what you know and what you're talking about? Yeah, I look at New York City, and I really don't mean to demean people in New York City, but I've been there a couple of times, and it's not my favorite place on the planet. How many millions do they have in New York City proper now? 14?
Oh, I can't tell you, John. I'll tell you one thing. I am up in the rural sections now, and I spend the winter now down in Florida, which I will be going there probably in another couple of weeks.
Hey, hang on 1 second, Dennis. I want to carry you over the top of the hour because there's something else I wanted to discuss with you. So if you would do me a favor, sir, hang on. And I'm not going to do the trite, meaningless stuff. Thanks for your service. God, if I hear that one more time, I'm going to explode.
No, that drives me nuts, too.
Yeah, hang on a second, Dennis. We'll be right back. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Stay tuned.
We must take America back. We must take America back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, like have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.